First of all, you can explain who you are and where we're at, what the Reconstruction Conference is about.
My name is Diego. I'm with Haiti Action Montreal. We're here at this conference on Reconstruction of Haiti. We're here to denounce what has happened so far, where the U.S. and Canada have put sending soldiers and weapons down to Haiti as a priority at the expense of humanitarian and medical and food and water supplies. We're also here to send a message that there is a risk that the reconstruction of Haiti goes down just like other reconstructions in the recent past after disasters, like after Hurricane Katrina or after the tsunami in 2005, where the reconstruction clearly was taken advantage of to serve the interests of corporations and of investors at the expense of local people, at the expense of the poor. There's a very real risk of that happening in Haiti, and we think this is also an opportunity, it's a chance, if we actually give Haitians the key to their own destiny and give them the ability to rebuild themselves, that Haiti can rebuild this as in a much better way than it has in the past. I mean, Canada and the U.S. have tried to rebuild Haiti in the past, or so they say, and it's always the same story. It's always poverty and a complete failure.
Can you describe the conference? Like, who organized it? What's on the agenda, if you know that?
The conference was organized by the so-called Group of Friends of Haiti, which is a group of many countries, but it's essentially Canada, the United States, and France, mostly. So there's Hillary Clinton, Bernard Kouchner, Foreign Minister of France, and the Foreign Minister of Canada, and along with several other. And they're meeting officially to decide on how Haiti will be reconstructed or what process is going to happen.
Is it just government officials here, or are there other players at the conference?
It's mostly government officials. I believe there's some token members of major NGOs or Oxfam, I think. And yeah, it's mostly governments.